how can Oklahoma and Texas move? Well, it wouldn't happen right away. And the biggest issue is the grant of rights issue. Remember, I brought this up yesterday when talking about the ACC. Well, it extends across the board unless you are an SEC school. The SEC is the only major conference that does not have grant of rights, where you sign over your media rights to a certain date. Now, in this case, we mentioned yesterday with the ACC, that was through 2036, which is how long their contract goes. I brought up the Big 12 yesterday because they were the first ones to do it. The Big 12 was getting raided left and right. They lose Nebraska to the Big 10. They lose Missouri and Texas A&M to the SEC. They lose Colorado to the Pac-12. Okay, so they put in order to stop this, something called a grant of rights. So the Big 12 was the first one to do this. Well, the Big 12's contract runs through 2025, and their grant of rights for the schools runs through 2025. So nothing could happen until 2025. Can Texas do it? Yeah, Texas can do it anything it wants. Texas, in fact, gets 40% of the media money in the Big 12. They won't get that in the SEC, but they'll probably get more money when it's all said and done. Dennis Dodd says there's a Virginia Tech scenario when it comes to Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, that Oklahoma can't move unless Oklahoma State's with them. And you're saying, what do you mean Virginia Tech? When the ACC expanded to finally get Virginia Tech into the conference, Virginia did not want them in the conference. And they were told by the state legislature, excuse me, you will vote yes, or you will not be getting money from the state.
Oh.
So they could do it. The bottom line is they can't do it until their grant of rights expires with the Big 12. Now, they can put together an agreement that we're going to start, okay, you know, we're in the process of transitioning over. They could do that. The problem is whether Oklahoma would be allowed to break away from Oklahoma State. I know it's very difficult to believe that politicians would get involved. but is it possible? In the Texas case, yes. It also would put them back with Texas A&M. Can Oklahoma do it? Doesn't mean Oklahoma can't legally fight it. And not only that, if they were to come up and say it were to happen in a short period of time with a target date that's a few years away, they could do a court battle. I cannot see getting Oklahoma State in to take it to 17 schools. That's a big issue. That's a, you know, that is a big, potentially big issue. Because I'm not going to sit there and talk about the politics of the state of Oklahoma. I don't talk about the politics in our state. For the Big Ten on expansion, look, I'm not, personally, unless it's Notre Dame, which it won't be, I wouldn't go for anybody else. I mean, the Big 12 would be in deep, deep trouble. I mean, sure, are there potential replacements in the Big 12? Of course there are. You know, replacements could include Houston, Memphis, Central Florida, whatever it may be. Okay? I mean, they do have that, but it doesn't do anything. Could I see, for example, See, the big issue in all this is the grant of rights. That's the biggest issue. We can talk about the Oklahoma legislature all you want. But it's the grant of rights. You can't do anything until that happens.